Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. You know, folks, you know how when you go onto online and you go Robert Frost would say, as way leads on to way, you wind up wandering around and taking maybe the road less traveled or maybe the road most traveled in your online activity, maybe through a search engine, whatever. Have you ever wondered if anybody was following you around? If anybody was taking notes? If anybody was sort of spying on you? If people were keeping up with all that? You ever wonder about that? Well, we got somebody here on the show right now who will help us understand what's happening out there, what's really going on, and what can we do about it. His name is Doug Leeds. He's Senior Vice President of Product Management for Ask.com. He's got a long history of working in this industry, formerly with Yahoo, formerly with Vodafone, and on and on. He's got the credentials for this, and he's our new friend. Doug Leeds, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Doug, you heard what I just said. When we go online and we go to this search engine and go to that website and then, you know, on and on and on, as I said, as the way leads on to way, we sort of wander around in the long tail of cyberspace. Are people watching?
Generally the answer is, I guess the answer is yes and no. It's very unlikely that anyone is actually watching every site you go to from site to site to site. It is possible that there's software on your computer, often called spyware, that is monitoring what you're doing. But good antivirus software can get rid of that stuff.
Right. That's spyware. But is spyware typically, are good guys putting spyware on my computer, or is it always bad guys?
Well, it's both, and it depends on how you define spyware. A internet toolbar, which generally has a search box in it, can do that tracking of you all over the web.
Right.
For example, Google's toolbar does track you all over the web,
right,
if you let it. And
of course, you're giving them permission, though, because hopefully they're going to help you in the future to get back to a place easily. Is that right?
Well, that's the theory, that your activity is used to is help them optimize their systems.
Sort of like when you go to Amazon and they say, "Oh, last time you were here, this is what you talked about. This is what you searched for. You're still interested in that sort of thing."
That's right, and that's the other way your activity is tracked, is by each site that you're on. And in that case, you can bet that what you do on every site is being tracked by that site. In fact, if your listeners own small businesses with websites, they should be tracking the visitors on their site themselves, mm-hmm, to learn about what they're doing, what people
right
there are doing.
So there's good tracking and there's bad tracking.
I think that's right.
Yeah. And so good tracking is where it benefits you. The cookies, sometimes cookies are good, aren't they? Because they actually help you navigate and it helps the host to remember what you did in the past or that sort of thing. So sometimes it can be beneficial, but what about the bad cookies and the bad tracking? What does that look like?
Well, sometimes it can look very similar to the good cookies, and if you don't know what you're looking for when you look through your cookies file, you may not be able to tell the difference. The difference is in what happens with that data. Bad cookies, so to speak, are ones that are placed by companies other than the one that owns the website you're on, and somehow they get either permission of that website publisher or they have another way into your computer to set a cookie, and they can learn about what you're doing across websites. That's not always bad,
mm-hmm,
per se. Sometimes it can be done to deliver more relevant advertising to your to the websites you're on, but it may not be something that you would prefer to have happen if you could do something about it.
Well, just like your own browser system that you use will track where you've been, so you can go back to certain sites quickly, or it caches certain sites or pages or whatever, so that you can load those quicker. I mean, a lot of this technology that we may not like is actually derived from really good technology, isn't it?
That's right. You know, it's like any technology, from the earliest technologies of the written word to the telephone on Ford, there are a lot of good productive uses for it, and that's why it gets invented, and then it can be abused, and you just need to be watchful for it and understand the differences between the good and the bad.
Now, you guys have just released a new product that addresses this. It gives your users at ask.com a few more options, right?
That's right. We launched yesterday a product called Ask Eraser. And what Ask Eraser does...
Slow down a second.
Oh, okay, sure.
Ask Eraser, ladies and gentlemen.
Ask Eraser.
You heard it right, like the one on the end of your pencil. Okay, go ahead now. And by the way, I checked it out, and it's right there on your at the top of your page.
That's right.
It's
at the top of every one of our pages. So it's really easy to find.
All right, so why did you feel compelled to create Ask Eraser?
Well, we heard from a lot of our users. I would say a small subset, actually, of the total users, but still, in aggregate, a large number of people who said they wanted to really control the information that their search engine retained about what they were searching on. So Ask Eraser, with one click, allows people to simply remove all their search activity from our systems. We won't store any of that if you turn Ask Eraser on.
So if I don't turn Ask Eraser on and I go to ask.com and I search around and everything, then you have the ability, and you by practice will keep up with where I've been, right?
Well, we won't keep where you go after you leave the search engine.
Okay.
But we will keep a record of the searches that you perform and the links you click on. And that's very important, actually, for optimizing search results so that you get the best relevant search results for any search.
Well, there are two things there, it seems. That one thing is it's good for me and for my use of your site, but it's also good for you because it helps you with your advertisers, if I'm not mistaken, and that allows you to make this service available to me for free.
Generally correct. We actually do not do any advertising based on your behavior across searches.
Okay, but still, though, that's good information for you to have for your business model, right?
Absolutely. It's critical information for us to have.
It's good for your business model, which allows you to provide the service to me for free. So, folks, it's just like watching a commercial on television. You may not like it, but it makes television free. 20 after, we're going to be right back with Doug Leeds. He's with Ask.com. He's got a new feature, and he's going to continue to tell us about it. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find our show, including the interviews I do today. You can find them in individual interviews, individual archives, and you can stream them by MP3. You can podcast them, load them right into your iTunes or whatever other device you use. You can subscribe. You can RSS anything that we do here on the show, and you can do that all the way back to when we started collecting these, our interviews, back in 1999. Also, we have thousands of articles and hundreds of Brain Trust members, and we've got my newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that. That's free as well. Our blog is there. We update that every weekday. And, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you can get small business answers now. Doug Leeds is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our new friend, and soon-to-be old friend. Though we're going to get Doug to come back in the future and keep updating us on what's happening out there in the world of search. He's Senior Vice President of Product Development, Product Management, I should say, for Ask.com. And a long time ago, that was About.com, wasn't it?
But actually, it was Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. That's right. Okay, Ask Jeeves. That's what it was. Okay.
That's right.
Ask Jeeves. Yeah, I always loved that name. Anyway, so now now they condensed it. It's just ask.com. I like it when things get simplified. Okay, we're talking about the way people use technology in their search engines to help them to help them navigate, to help the people who provide the searches for free. They need to know. It's beneficial to you to know what how your visitors are using your site for your own navigation progress, but also for use with your advertisers, so you can continue to make ask.com free to customers. But beyond that, if people go out in, are you telling me that if I go to your search engine and I leave your site and go to a link that you provided for me, that that's the last that you keep up with me?
That's correct. Yeah,
other
if you
people,
leave our site, we won't know where you go.
What do other people do?
Generally, that's the way things work on the web, is that when you leave someone's site, they don't know where you go next.
Right. They probably know where you went. They just don't know what you did after that.
That's correct.
They know how you exited, right?
That's right. They know the page you leave their site
to go to.
They don't know
right.
anything after that.
I got you. Okay, so that's generally accepted. Unless it's a spy bot, right? Unless somebody's put a spy bot on your site, on your computer.
That's right. Or, as you mentioned, your browser knows generally, and so does your internet service provider.
Right. So but now let's get back to this Ask Eraser, which is your new product. Is there anything like this anywhere else in searchdom?
There isn't right now. No, there's this is the first of its kind product.
So this is like breaking news, isn't it?
It is. it really is something quite different than anything else out there. And it's a response to our users who said we want a way to control the information that you retain.
Right. So tell us again how Ask Eraser works,
and why
I would choose it.
Sure. So it's incredibly simple to use. It's on, as you mentioned, it's on the top of our homepage and every one of our search results pages. All you have to do is click on it, and what that does is it tells our systems that from that point forward, anytime you do a search, we're going to go in and make sure we erase any information we have about you and your search. We don't ever have any information that personally identifies you. We're not interested
right.
in that as a search engine.
You don't know who I am. You just know that I'm somebody who's shown up on your site.
Right. So I'll know your IP address, and I'll
right.
know maybe a user ID, and I'll know what query you perform.
Right.
And all that information I will delete if you've turned on Ask Eraser, and it happens within hours.
And so once it after I leave, then it deletes it. What would benefit you though from keeping it? I mean, how would you benefit if you're able to identify what I've done on your site and benefit from that? What is the Ask Eraser actually doing? I mean,
well, let me give you an example because I think it's easiest to see with an example. Lots of words that you'd put into a search box have different meanings, even for the same word. Take the word jaguar, for example. It's a sports
cat
team.
And a car.
A cat, a car, and a sports team, right?
Yeah.
Three different meanings.
Yeah.
If you just put in jaguar, we have to try and figure out what the meaning of that term is, and it's up to us to try and figure out what sites that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can store your search history and know that, you know, most people, when they search for Jaguar, also search for Mercedes-Benz
right.
and search for Lexus, then I have a good sense that what Jaguar means most of the time is cars. And I can then put the car links at the top of my search
so
results.
So when I come back next time, if I've searched for an automobile with the Jaguar term, when I come back next time, then you're not going to give me the football team.
That's right. Now, I don't do this on a personal basis. I do
right.
this on an aggregate basis.
No, I understand. Yeah, I understand. But if you don't want any of that to happen, you can turn that off. And that is the point.
If you want to participate in that knowledge base that we collect to be able to optimize it, you can turn it off.
So all you got to do is go to the Ask Eraser. And so ask.com is the only one that will allow you to do that. Hey, Doug, I'm afraid we have to wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
I'd be happy to. My pleasure.
I've got a lot more questions for you on this whole search engine business and how you can help us with our own websites. Will you come back and do that another day?
You bet. My pleasure.
Thank you, Doug. Doug Leeson, ladies and gentlemen, with Ask.com. Check out the Ask Eraser. Pretty cool thing there. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.